Oh no, not the bees! Not the bees! Ah, 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 oh, they're my eyes! Vin Man! Oh, they're my eyes! Ah, 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 ah.
Is this on?
Yeah. Oh my god.
Time to go.
Yeah.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano along with Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
Yes, welcome to the Loki podcast on Hollywood Hogwarts.
No, we finished that quite a few months ago.
But I got my shirt.
That's great, Eric. It's a great fucking shirt. You know, everyone loves your shirt.
You fucking mark!
You know, Eric's been filling in on Hogwash, so he's getting a little confused.
Yeah.
With Joe's absence, so he's getting his podcast a little mixed up.
You know, I think you're right. Being around Josh makes you dumber.
Yes, absolutely.
Right, you know.
Dear God, if you saw the Monday Night War podcast last week.
Yes.
Spoiler alert, Josh watched the wrong fucking show.
We watched In Your House 4.
Yes.
The Great White North. And yes, we knew something was a problem when Josh started saying, season's beatings.
Yeah, Josh watched In Your House 5.
Yeah.
I don't even think. We need like a... Oh, yeah, that's right.
Stupid.
That's right.
Stupid,
that's the button.
Stupid,
that's
stupid, like, stupid, what button stupid, can you push?
Stupid.
But
stupid,
if you've stupid. Never signed up to our Patreon, then I guess this will all be new to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
it's not too late.
It's not too late.
It's never too late.
No. There's over 700 bonus podcasts.
Yeah.
On our Patreon. Patreon.com/... What's Wrong With Wrestling. You get the weekly Monday Night War podcast with the Josh Reese. You know? You get all the pay-per-view recaps, including King and Queen of the Ring from this past Saturday that Eric and I reviewed. You also get the What's Wrong With Wrestling draft, where we book our own pay-per-views.
If you listen to an episode a day, it would take you almost 2 years to get through it.
That's right.
Yeah.
We have some
fucking
marks of our own that like go back and listen to every episode. Like that's all they consume is our show.
Hi.
It's crazy. Oh, nice to meet you. Right. We also have a bunch of brackets, including coming this June.
Uh-oh.
Which is just a few days till June.
I'm going to be coming this
We're
June.
We're doing the most anticipated bracket in years.
Yes.
Part 3. Worst promo bracket.
Oh my god. And they just keep getting better.
I'm so excited.
So excited.
It's great. You know, it takes a long time to gather all these clips, and our fans send me a lot of them. And
yes,
I can't wait to show you.
Speaking of worst promos, I guess Drew is a fan because he sent out a tweet.
That's right, he did.
He's like, every Damian Priest promo since losing Rhea Ripley. And it was Jack Swagger.
Yes.
Was this from part one or part two that we had?
I think it was part one.
Part one.
Yeah.
Where he just gave some crazy promo about being back on SmackDown.
Like, we hadn't seen him in like a year.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm back, SmackDown's. He's like, call me Jumpin' Jack Flash.
The Rolling Stones.
Yeah, the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
He's like, I've got a smoking hot wife. Everyone's like, no one cares.
And if you think you know me, you don't know Jack.
Oh. And then we never saw him again.
Yeah, he was like let go.
He was
like
gone.
2 weeks later.
I don't think he ever had a match after that.
Right. And now he's on AEW talking about how he likes a hat.
That's it.
That's it. He likes
Gets
a hat.
Gets paid millions of dollars because he likes a hat. But yeah, thank you to Colton Fultz because he signed up at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. But he didn't just sign up. He did a year sub.
Hell yeah.
You want to prove you're committed? You know? Show me you really love me?
Yeah.
Do a year sub.
Yeah.
All right? I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm cheap.
And if you think, maybe Andrew's...
$5.
Yeah. You might be thinking like, maybe Andrew's talking about the other person listening to the podcast or someone else. No. I'm talking to you.
You, hey.
Sign up.
Hey, you.
Right Patreon.com/what's wrong with wrestling.
You in the car.
I'll shave my fucking head once we get to 1,000.
He'll do it.
I'll do it. So yeah, Patreon.com/what's wrong with wrestling.
Yes.
All right. We're not covering SmackDown because that was before King and Queen of the Ring.
And like there was really nothing of consequence at all. It was just build up for King of the Ring.
Orton beat Tama Tonga, the lizard,
boogeyman.
The boogeyman, right?
The boogeyman, the new boogeyman.
Yeah, good God. Did you also see how there was a fan video? Someone was recording his entrance on SmackDown, and as he walked by, they were like, "Hey, Tonga!" Yeah.
Jesus.
So that was great. God. Like just trolling
it's
him.
It's like Beavis, like as Cornholio.
Oh my God. yeah. So
that.
All right. So Raw opens with Ludwig Kaiser, and he's just there to introduce the King of the Ring. And he didn't fucking do it.
Really?
He didn't do the.
He must have caught on.
Like what? Because he's a heel?
No,
he doesn't want to appease the crowd.
No, he caught on that. That's what everyone was taking clips of.
Oh, come on! He knew that people love that,
right?
He's just being a heel now, and he doesn't want to get a pop because he's a heel.
I know. But how dumb are you?
I was waiting for it. I was waiting for it.
I know.
So Gunther walks out holding the crown. Like we said, because he didn't put the crown on at the pay-per-view, I guess he's never wearing the fucking crown.
Which is fine.
It's fine.
I like that.
Yeah.
Stone Cold didn't wear the crown.
No, Stone Cold never touched the crown, I don't think.
Gunther is not about the gimmicks.
Yeah.
You know?
Although maybe, we'll see, maybe he'll wear it when he comes out for a match.
Maybe.
Maybe, or he'll just fucking hold it.
He'll hold it, I think.
Yeah. The crowd chants, "We want Randy." And Gunther says, "I beat Randy Orton to become the King of the Ring, and now I get a shot at the World Heavyweight Championship at SummerSlam."
Yeah.
"I gave the Intercontinental Championship prestige, but the World Heavyweight Championship lacks prestige because Damian Priest took a shortcut." He's such a unique heel.
Right.
Because he is a heel.
He is.
But he's like so opposed to cheating.
Right.
Even more than like a baby face would be.
Absolutely.
It's funny.
It's mind boddling.
Yes.
It's very.
But he's a heel because he just hates the crowd, I guess. But...
I guess. Yeah.
So Priest walks out with Finn Balor and JD McDonagh, and he says, "We all saw you didn't even beat Randy Orton," because his shoulder was up.
Right. I hate that they have to like turn into the skid.
Yeah.
You know, like they even did a post on social media where Triple H was like, "Well, you know, the ref's decision is final, but if I know Randy and Gunther, they're going to want to not leave any questions. So maybe they'll tangle it up again."
Yeah.
You know, like, no, just he fucking won. That was the plan.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Randy was like, just weird.
In a football game, if a ref fucks up a call, they don't reverse the fucking decision of the game.
Right.
They don't go, "Oh, no, never mind."
Right, yeah.
So
exactly.
Yeah, he says, "You said I took shortcuts. I won a ladder match, and then I cashed in. Do you know how this business works? Or do I need to teach you a lesson?"
I'll teach you a lesson.
So Gunther says, "Ever since I entered this company, I've been waiting for anyone to teach me anything."
That's such a good line.
Yeah, and then Priest holds up the belt and says, "What can you teach me that I don't already know?"
A lot, sir.
Yeah,
it's true. A fucking lot.
Probably everything there is about wrestling.
Definitely.
Then the music hits because someone's cleared.
Yes.
The Scottish psychopath.
And someone has a title shot coming up.
That's right. The crowd chants CM Punk, so Drew says, "If I didn't injure CM Punk, he would have screwed up and got fired. And he's got nowhere else to go, so you're welcome, Punk."
Yeah.
So, you know.
It's good.
Drew tells Priest, "You know, I'm going to be world champion in less than 3 weeks, right?" And then I was like, fuck. It's 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Another pay-per-view in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Saturday afternoon.
I don't mind those.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So Gunther excuses himself, and Priest tells Drew, "I'm not looking past you. I just know what's going to happen when me and you are done." Drew says, "Dom Dom went all the way to Saudi Arabia just to screw up. Ever since mommy got hurt, your group's gone to hell."
He's not lying.
And then Drew points out that he's the only man from the UK to win a WWE world title.
Uh-huh.
And he would have beaten Roman at 2022's Clash at the Castle if it wasn't for Solo Sikoa.
Right.
He says, this time we're in Scotland, the most passionate people in the world. WWE has called me the Terminator.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember that either.
Okay. I thought it was
but
just
he said
me.
It. Terminator, the warrior, yes. The psychopath.
Absolutely.
In Scotland, they just call me Drew.
I like that.
Because we're all like that.
Yeah. Also, Finn Balor and JD McDonagh are like standing ringside like those fucking angry old men from the Muppets.
Right.
Like, oh!
Well, yeah. I mean, they've been cartoon characters ever since.
Yeah.
Especially Balor.
Jesus.
That's why that demon briefcase, wherever the fuck, that's in their locker room. They need to open that shit up pretty soon.
For sure. Can we get we need the Batista button, just the give me what I want.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So Drew says, those fans are going to break you mentally. I'll break you physically and take your bloody title. And Priest says, that's your best shot. The crowd's going to boo me. I've made a career at proving people wrong. Let me ask you this. Is your wife going to be there? So Drew threatens Priest. And Priest says, oh, I just wanted to see if I could get under your skin. Clearly, I did. I wanted to see if you were man enough to do something about it. But then, Braun!
Here comes the monster of all
time.
Time.
No. It used to be the monster among men. Now it's the monster of all monsters?
Yes.
Yeah.
Super monster.
So if Bronson Reed is Godzilla, then what is Braun? Super Godzilla?
Mecha Godzilla.
He's four Godzillas?
He's King Rodan.
Yeah.
Yes. Or Ghidorah.
Yeah, I guess.
The three-headed dragon.
But just babyface Braun sucks.
He does. He's terrible.
I just don't
get it. Unless he's a monster heel destroying everything in his path, he's useless.
You could turn him heel tomorrow and have him feud with Cody. And he could job to Cody for a few pay-per-views.
Right. Also, Braun, I know you paid a lot of money to get your doll hair inserted in your head.
My God.
But Jesus fucking Christ. There's a reason I shave mine.
Yes.
Because I don't want to look like a fucking nitwit.
It's awful.
Can you imagine if I grew this shit out?
Let's do it.
Fucking comb it over.
Why don't we do it? How about when I shave my head, you start growing yours?
All right. I'll look like fucking Krusty the Clown. It'll be all grown out here. One little dollop on top.
We'll spray paint it green. It'll be great.
Perfect.
Yeah. Work on your Krusty laugh. So Braun Strowman walks out. So Drew bails. Braun gets face to face with Priest, but then the champ backs down.
Pussy.
I can't imagine that's going to be a match. Or like maybe one for... Like, Drew's winning this belt in 3 weeks, right?
Right?
He fucking has to.
Right?
Don't tease us Braun versus Priest for the title. No one wants that.
No.
No one wants Priest as champ anymore. And yes, you could do Punk versus Drew without the title because it's the best feud going. But give Drew the belt. Stop making Drew a joke.
Right.
You know, give the guy some credibility. He's the best heel you have right now.
Absolutely.
And they're treating him like he's Baron Corbin.
Whoa.
Yeah. Like, I just don't get it.
Right. I'm sorry. Priest is not the guy right now.
No, not at all.
You gave him the ball and he hasn't done anything.
No. He's not a good promo.
No.
His wrestling's fine. But again, when your promo skills are garbage.
Yeah. I mean, like, there was a... Instagram reel I saw. It was like best of Keith Lee in NXT.
Yeah.
And there was matches where he fought Priest and like even the triple threats with Dijakovic.
Right.
And he was good in those because he had two really good guys to work off of.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I mean,
but once you're the champ, you got to cut promos.
Right.
And this is not working.
No.
So we have Braun versus JD. Pat McAfee said, JD has no chance. Mark Davis is 70 years old, and he's expecting a child with a 26-year-old. Anything's possible in this modern world, but with this monster in the ring, JD is pooping his trousers.
All right, that's a little much. Maybe dial it back a little. Bit. Come on.
But
it's better than that, Pat.
Because this story came out about Mark Davis, the owner of the Raiders. And however, the Instagram model that they were talking about says she was never with Mark Davis, and he is not. The father.
Oh.
She was just pictured next to him sitting at a Raiders game, so everyone thought she was fucking him.
Oh, okay.
So apparently that's where all this
went.
Because
why else would you take a picture with a 70-year-old man?
Yeah, exactly.
Unless you're getting his ED.
Yes. So JD chop blocked Braun outside the ring. Braun was dominating most of the match till he ran into the ring post.
Yeah.
Then Braun did his choo-choo train.
The fucking choo-choo train.
And now that he's selling his injuries, he does it slowly.
Yeah.
So it's even worse. Balor hopped on the apron, so Braun threw him in. Then Carlito ran out and hit Braun, so Braun knocked him off the apron. And then Braun won with a Tilt-A-World power slam.
Yep.
Balor and Carlito attacked him after the match, but he quickly disposed of them. JD hit Braun with a chair, but Braun no-sold it, and then JD ran away. Like, why was JD even standing after just taking a power slam?
Right.
They do that way too much.
Yeah.
Like, I hate... The guy loses, and then immediately after the match, he's fine and attacks the other guy.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense.
No.
You were dead.
Like, is Carlito there to be Dom while Dom is injured?
I guess.
To do physical stuff that obviously Dom can't do?
Yeah. And including fighting Rey Mysterio.
Yes. Right.
So later backstage, JD was seen talking to Liv Morgan.
Oh.
But Braun found him.
Oh.
And JD ran away.
Okay.
Even later, Priest told JD, I saw you talking to Liv. But JD says, oh, I told her she wasn't going to be champ for long. And then Dominic walks up and tells Priest, I know I messed up. Mommy knows I was just trying to help and I'm going to fix it. And Priest says, if you don't, I wouldn't want to be in your shoes.
Hmm.
You know.
Yeah, because, you know, you never know when she could come back.
It's true. You never know when anyone could come when mommy...
Right, and wouldn't they want to keep Liv champ? Because Liv injured Rhea.
Right.
So that's who she would want to get her revenge on.
Most likely.
Yeah. Like, why are they so worried about Becky?
Yeah, just leave it alone.
Yeah. For real.
Because obviously she's been blowing Dominic, been and blowing JD. Balor, and JD, and Priest is jelly.
Yeah.
He's the only one not getting any blowies.
I know. Well, I mean, Carlito's there. So.
Yeah. He's probably next.
Yeah. Take a bite of apple.
Sure. Yes.
That's cool.
Next up, we have Ricochet versus Ilya Dragunov.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Ricochet wanted Braun Breaker, but Adam Pearce told him that Braun was suspended.
Oh.
There was another QR code before the match, but we'll talk about that later.
And by later, you mean like in a couple weeks when this shit finally pays off?
Well, there's some, yeah, but there is some breaking news on that. I'm sure you saw it.
I know. Like, just real quick, I was thinking about this, like, you know what made, like, the Jericho countdown so great?
Mm.
Is we knew it when it was going to fucking end.
Right.
Like, oh, shit, there's a countdown. It's going to hit zero.
Right.
Like, I feel like this is just, like, even, like, with Bray, it felt like there was, like, a time where you knew it was happening soon.
Yeah.
And this is just like, who knows?
Right.
Keep watching. Like, I'm so, like, tired of this. Like, just fucking nut already.
Right.
Like, Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, everyone knows what it is.
Well, I guess we're talking about it, but the latest QR code revealed Uncle Howdy's return date. And here, let me see. It says, do you see just a little longer, my beloveds, until all is revealed? Eric's already yawning. Now we see, we gaze upon our calling, ever grateful to be chosen. Xenile arms open wide, welcoming the very ones the world rejected. I am nobody, I am all of us. But if you take the first letter of every sentence,
yes,
it says June XVII. So
17th.
June 17th is, which is a Raw.
Sure.
So Uncle Howdy's, I guess, showing up there.
Probably not.
Probably not. Just another QR code.
And that's the one right after Clash of the Castle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, right. So, all right. Back to Dragunov and Ricochet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've mentioned how Dragunov is just a little too goofy for me.
Right.
You know, some people like him. All right. Let's see what happens. So Dragunov knocked Ricochet out of the ring.
Uh-huh.
And then he bit the top rope and screamed like a fucking jackass.
He's eating the room.
Yeah, no, I don't like him. Nope. Not for me. Not nope. for me.
No, sir, I don't like it.
This is why AEW and WWE needs to start having trades.
Yeah.
You know, Dragunov for MJF, that's a fair trade.
Perfect.
Perfect. Tony Khan's a fucking mark. He'd be like, okay, sure, I love Dragunov. And I get to watch MJF on my favorite show.
Yeah, right.
Monday Night Raw. Yeah, exactly. So Dragunov jumped off the top rope, and Ricochet caught him with a super kick and a code breaker, but Dragunov kicked out. Ricochet then hit the shooting star press off the top rope, and I was like, oh, fuck, are they going to give Ricochet a win back?
I know, right?
But Lashley was watching, and he was like,
No.
Oh, yeah.
And then Braun Breaker speared the fuck out of Ricochet.
Yeah, you actually saw the fuck come out of him.
Yeah. Dragunov chopped Breaker, but he no-sold it and speared the fuck out of him, too. I gotta say, like, I wasn't a fan of Breaker when he first showed up to NXT because he was corny. He was a corny babyface.
Right.
With, like, the rainbow singlet.
Yeah.
But now that he's just, like, a badass monster heel that just spears the fuck out of everyone, which is what we wanted Roman to be for years.
Right.
And he does the spear really well.
Like
this is working.
Like, his spear is better, I think, than Lashley's.
Yeah.
Definitely better than Jey Uso's.
I think he has the best one right now.
I think so.
Roman's is fine, but it's a little soft.
Right.
But when Breaker does it, it's kind of like the... You know, I'll give Goldberg credit. When he would spear someone, he would actually do it.
Yeah.
It kind of looks like that. Like,
that's because
looks...
Goldberg didn't know what he was doing.
No, right.
He thought he was football tackling him.
Yeah, exactly. But Breaker spears great. It's kind of more like Rhino.
Yeah.
Like Rhino would spear the fuck out of you.
Right. Maybe they should just start calling up the gore.
Sure. So Pierce comes out. He yells at Breaker, but Breaker looks at him, and Pierce shits himself. And then we go backstage, and Kiana James... Once again, she's like, Pierce, what can I do to help? And Pierce says, let's go to my office. I need a beige.
Bust a nut.
No, he goes, let's go to my office. I need a drink. And she's like, okay. And she's just wearing like a short top, a short skirt. I mean, she looks incredible.
Absolutely.
She looks crazy hot. But it's just like, oh, let's go to my office. Yeah, okay.
Right.
I'll have a drink and you'll have a drink too.
Yeah.
But it'll be a different kind of drink.
Right. I can't wait to see that video uploaded to Pornhub.
Yeah. I mean, what? This is obviously what they're going for, right?
That they're fucking.
They're just trying to be like a little subtle, but it's really not that subtle.
No.
She's dressed like a secretary from a porno, from every porno of all time.
Yes.
Let's go to my office. Gaw, gaw.
Are you talking after, about, like,
this is Pierce.
That cheese?
Yeah. This is Pierce. And this is Kiana James in the sink.
The glug glug.
Yeah. Yeah, take all the ragot. Take all my ragot, baby.
Oh.
I just, like, if you're going to do it, don't go halfway with it.
Yeah.
You know? Either do it or don't do it.
Right.
You know?
Either pull that dick out or don't.
Right. Like,
yeah, pull that dick out.
You know, like, just wear a fucking bikini or lingerie. You might as well.
Might as well.
Don't go halfway. No half measures here.
No.
Either do the porn or don't do
Commit
it.
Commit to the bit.
Yeah. All right, moving on. Oh, this sucks. Early in the day, we see that R-Truth was selling ice cream out of an ice cream truck. Sorry, that was underselling it.
Yeah.
Miz didn't like the ice cream, as you can see.
No.
And Miz asked Truth, oh, why'd you make me wear all white? And Truth says, oh, you got to represent your flavor. And Miz says, so I'm vanilla and you're... And Truth says, strawberry.
Duh.
Why? What were you thinking? And then the New Day walk up and Xavier Woods says, yeah, Miz, what were you going to say? And then Miz is like, oh, no, strawberry.
I'm not racist.
Right. And then Woods asks, are you still doing that Memorial Day raffle to see who gets a title shot?
Right.
And Miz says, no. And Truth says, yes. And then
it's like, no, this isn't fucking bingo.
Right. And by the way, that never happened. We never saw any raffle.
Ever.
Then Karrion Kross walks up and tells Woods, Kofi's already had his time in the sun. I can help you, but not until you cut this New Day crap loose. And Woods says, you think I want to break up a 10-year friendship? And I'm like, yes!
Yes, you yes, do!
You absolutely fucking do!
I love how he said...
How many more times do you want to win the tag titles, dickhead?
Right. I love how he said, cut this New Day crap loose.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Please.
Kross asks Kofi, when are you going to let this guy shine? When you retire?
That one, too.
Yeah. And then Wood, yeah, who would have thought Karrion Kross making sense?
I know, right?
In his stable that never wins ever.
Ever.
Recently.
Right.
Woods tells Kross, oh, we'll fight AOP next week. So they're planting that seed, man. Yeah. Will it grow into a fuckable plant?
I mean, I'm going to fuck it either way.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, a couple of things
it.
Here.
You can't not do it now, right?
Right.
Couple they're of things basically here. Saying that it's got to happen.
Yeah. We're all going to fuck the plant.
Let's hope so.
Yeah. So a couple things here. Karrion Kross is like, why don't you guys come out to the ring and watch AOP in action? And they start laughing.
Yeah.
As they should.
Right.
They're like, what the fuck are we going to learn from AOP?
It's true.
And also, Xavier Woods called them Toka and Rezar.
Toka?
Toka and Rezar.
Uh-huh.
Which Ninja Turtles 2, that's like the wolf and the snapping turtle.
That's funny.
Right?
Well, of course, Xavier Woods would do that.
Of course he would know that reference. And so I would too.
Woods has got to turn on Kofi at some point.
He has to.
You can't give this to us and then not, you know, make
right,
it happen.
Right, right. And Karrion Kross's whole thing was like, I've changed people.
Right.
You know?
As long as Woods doesn't join Karrion Kross's group.
Correct.
That, we don't need that.
No.
No, please no.
No. Can you imagine like fucking Sammy versus a heel Kofi?
Right.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Not Kofi, heel Xavier Woods.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We'll see where they go with this. I could see them like doing that and then maybe sometime down the line, Big E returns to, you know, bring them back together or something.
Maybe.
That'd be cool. So we have AOP versus the Creed brothers. The Creed set up for the Brutus ball, but Scarlett pushed Ivy Nile into the steel steps. And then AOP won with their neckbreaker powerbomb.
Mm-hmm.
And Cole said, Paul Ellering calls that, what a rush! No.
No.
Stop it. They are not the Road Warriors.
No.
Stop it.
Stop it.
That and
how would you know
sucks.
Paul Ellering never fucking talks?
Yeah.
Wouldn't, so
if you're going to call anything, what a rush. Wouldn't it be the Doomsday Device?
Yeah.
Really?
Start doing that.
Triple H is just a nice guy, I guess. He's just like, hey, Paul, can you just make it to the shows?
Right.
I'll pay you.
Yeah, you don't have to say anything.
Yeah.
Just put on the leather jacket.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's all he does.
Put on one glove.
But yeah, like, it's like you say, like, Paul Ellering calls that what a rush. Really? He does? Because I haven't heard him say a fucking word.
At all. Right.
So what, did he text you? It's called what a rush.
Sent Michael Cole an email.
Michael Cole's like, what a rush. That's it.
I just got the text.
Yeah. Next up, we have an in-ring promo from Sheamus.
Yep.
Oh, God. Sheamus tried to get the crowd to chant banger after banger, but only like 50 people did it.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I've been having banger after banger after
banger.
Yeah. After
banger.
Cricket.
Banger.
Yeah, that was it. Yep. It was awful. It's like, yeah, no, you're not a promo guy either, Sheamus.
No.
So Sheamus vows revenge on Kaiser, but Kaiser appears on the big screen, talks shit. So Sheamus heads to the back and the cameraman follows him.
Mm-hmm.
And Sheamus walked past a woman.
Yes.
But it was very dark.
Very dark.
And everyone online like screenshotted it. You still can't really see, but she looks a lot like Alexa Bliss.
Right.
A lot like Alexa Bliss. And people even point out that whoever this woman was wearing like the uncle, not the like the fiend pants.
Yeah.
Like the striped pants.
Right.
So it probably wasn't Alexa Bliss because, you know, she wouldn't just show up just to do that. So they probably just got someone that looks like
where
her.
Were they at?
I don't remember.
No. I was going to say, if she lives in the area, I mean, you could just.
I guess. But like, if not, then why would she travel just to, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Especially if you're not supposed to see that it's her, you can just get someone that looks like her
mm-hmm.
to plant that seed.
Yeah.
So it'd be interesting.
God, we have so many plants we want to fuck.
I know. Next up, though, we have... Oh, sorry. I forgot the other part. Kaiser jumped Sheamus.
Yeah.
And ended up fighting on the stage, but they were quickly separated by refs and officials. Can't wait for that match.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure not. Kaiser said he was going to fucking kill him.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, hopefully.
I guess we'll see. Yeah, fingers crossed. Next up, we have Kairi Sane versus Lyra Valkyria.
Uh-huh.
Before the match, Becky Lynch told Lyra, Saturday didn't go our way. But it's not about winning all the time. It's about getting better all the time or every time. So we either win or we learn or we keep winning and learning until it's time to walk away. No, Becky. No. No, we're not done with you yet.
No, we're not.
We don't
walking.
Want you to go away. No, please, no.
God, doubt.
Please, doubt. All right, we'll get back to that later. Kairi, she has new music, by the way. She tweeted that she has new music and then... We heard it for like 5 seconds and
now we hear it here.
It was music and that was it. Kairi went for the insane elbow, but Lyra got her feet up and then beat Kairi with a roll up.
Yep, there it is.
Backstage, we see Io Sky just smashing a lamp and she breaks an IKEA table with her foot.
Yeah.
And I have that same IKEA table in my movie room.
Mm-hmm.
Many people have that IKEA table.
I did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right, until you broke it.
Yes.
Let's just say it's not the first IKEA table I've had.
Yeah.
So funny story, I broke that IKEA table the same way, except I got angry. I was very angry one day. I don't even remember about what, but I just slammed my fist in the middle of the table and it just fucking broke in half like Kairi kicked it.
Nice.
Those tables are fragile as fuck.
They
Let's
are.
Let's just say that.
I was playing God of War 4.
Yeah.
And was like this close to defeating the like last Valkyrie.
Uh-huh.
And like some bullshit happened in the controller and I got killed. And I was like, God damn it. And I slammed the controller down on the table.
Yeah.
And there was like a perfect divot, like 2 inches deep.
Yeah.
I'm like, ooh.
Fuck. Well.
Okay.
All right. 20
Let me
bucks.
Just put this. So for a while, I had the Austin and Rock in the ring pop.
Yeah,
over it.
Right,
perfect.
They cost it costs $20.
It does.
Every few years, I replace the table once it. You know.
Yeah,
but it's a great table.
It is.
You know, it does its job.
Right.
Next up, we have Carlito versus Rey Mysterio. Why, God, why?
Uh huh.
Please.
What's
please?
Up? 2003.
I mean, where the fuck is Andrade? Okay, I get it. He's on SmackDown. But still, we haven't seen him in forever.
Correct.
Have we seen him since Mania?
Fuck.
Like, where the fuck has Andrade been?
Yeah.
Rey Mysterio and Carlito, they're both 50. Why are we watching them? Enough. Stop it.
Stop.
We got Dragon Lee and Zelina Vega ringside. Carlito botched catching Rey after Rey went for a springboard moonsault. They were like, oh, it's been 15 years since they fought. Yeah, that's the problem.
Right.
Rey hit taint to face and a lion salt, but Carlito kicked out.
Uh-huh.
And then Carlito gave Rey Mark Mero's old finisher, the TKO,
right,
which just ends up being a cutter.
Yeah.
And then Balor came out and attacked Dragon Lee. So Rey gave Balor taint to face. Michael Cole called it a senton.
No.
It may not actually be called taint to face.
Scrotum.
But you know what? It's definitely not
a senton.
It's definitely not a senton.
No.
Anyway, Rey hit the 619 in the splash for the win.
Yep.
Rey attacked Balor after the match, and Dragon Lee was about to put Balor through the announce table with a frog splash off the top rope. But Priest attacked Rey, and Carlito spit an apple in Dragon Lee's face, and he went blind.
Yes.
I guess it was a poison apple.
It was.
It was a...
Got it from poison. The witch.
And then Priest gave Lee a razor's edge. Rey went for the 619, but Priest countered with a super kick and a South of Heaven chokeslam.
Boom.
Whatever.
Whatever.
I don't care. Next up, we have Otis versus Bronson Reed.
You know who wants to see this match again? Nobody!
Accurate.
Backstage before the match, Chad Gable was berating Tozawa for not being at King and Queen of the Ring.
Yeah. How dare you not fly 19 hours?
Right. And then Braun Strowman walks up. You guys seen JD? No.
Okay.
You leave.
Okay.
Then Otis and Maxine walk up and Gable says it's It's Goldilocks and her three brain cells. And he blames Otis for his loss. He tells him he better win this match. And, you know, as for the match, they showed, like, the tail of the tape.
Uh-huh.
And Bronson Reed is actually listed as 6 feet tall.
The fuck you are.
Hilarious. You know, it's funny. Chad Gable's the same height. He's listed as 5'8".
Yeah.
They're the same height.
Make it make sense.
Otis set up for the caterpillar, but Gable tells him not to do it.
Because it's stupid.
And that allows Reed to recover. Reed super kicks Otis, hits a tainted face. Oh, I'm sorry. Oops. I mean a senton, Michael Cole.
Whoop, Freudian slip here.
And then he hits the tsunami for the win.
Yeah. Wade Barrett got soaked.
Yes.
Good times had by all.
After the match, Gable calls Maxine and Cesaro out to the ring to have a meeting. Gable tells Otis, you lack discipline.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to teach you some. Takes off his belt.
Right, like he's going to beat him.
Yeah. He tells Otis, grab the rope. He was about to whip Otis with his belt, but Maxine grabbed Gable's arm to stop him.
This is where you tell him, like, bite the rope.
Yeah, right.
It'll help.
So Gable tells Maxine to leave. Then Sami Zayn comes out and tells Gable, you're blaming everybody else for your failures, but at the end of the day, you can't get the job done. Which is true.
Yeah.
Gable again blames Otis, and he was about to whip him, but Sami takes the belt from him. Otis stands in front of Sami, and Sami asks, how much more of his crap are you going to take? Stop listening to him and start listening to them. So Gable attacks Sami, but Sami gets the upper hand, so Otis pulls Sami off.
Bottom left?
Yeah, sure.
Bust a nut.
Yeah.
And then Gable gives Sami a German suplex and taunts him as the fans were begging Otis to attack Gable, but he just won't do it.
Yeah. Can we get the fucking Creed Brothers part of this already?
Yeah, I don't know.
Something instead of fucking Otis and Tozawa and Maxine.
Right. Just once the Creed Brothers turn heel, no more Brutus Ball. Sorry.
Sorry.
It's no bad. More fun.
Oh, look at that. The studies show it's ineffective.
Yeah. Next up, we have Kathy Kelly interviewing Shayna Baszler and Zoe Stark. They're the number one contenders for the women's tag titles.
Sure.
Sure. Zoe suggests they invite Belair and Cargill to Raw so they could introduce themselves. How about have a fucking match?
Also, I'm pretty sure they know you.
Do they? Yeah.
Yeah.
So then Sonya Deville walks up and says, you guys are talking like you're already the champs, but you're not. You will be, but not without my help. And Shayna says, I'm a three-time...
Tim Allen?
Yeah, I don't know.
How?
Shayna says, I'm a three-time tag champ. I think one of those was with Sonya, right?
Maybe. Like,
probably.
Or was that Chelsea?
I don't know.
I don't know.
One's with Nia. One's with Chelsea.
No, not Shayna and Chelsea.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who knows?
But she goes, walk away unless you want to go through ACL rehab again.
Haha.
Sonya says, I respect your accomplishments. I just don't think the locker room does. And then Zoe and Shayna walk away, but they run into Alba Fire and Isla Dawn, who say, you haven't beaten us. Yeah, that's because...
Where the hell have you been?
You haven't fucking wrestled in 6 months.
Absolutely.
I mean, Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, it's easy to be undefeated when you don't fight.
Yeah.
So...
Right.
Hmm.
So then Sonya walks back up and says, like I said, no respect. So I guess Sonya's going to be their manager and then they're still going to lose.
Sonya's going to be their Rodney Dangerfield.
Yes.
Right.
Main event time. The only thing really worthwhile on this fucking show, as far as matches are concerned, Becky Lynch versus Liv Morgan. Steel cage for the Women's World Championship. Liv had a super hot video package of her sitting in a car. Was that a reference to her arrest?
Maybe. I don't know.
It was a very, very hot video, though.
Yeah.
And then Becky seemed to be emotional during her entrance.
Yeah.
Like she took a few deep breaths.
Right.
You know?
Like she was mentally preparing.
She was like, oh, no, this might be it. Oh, I'm sad.
Yeah.
And then Liv came out with tassels on her tits.
I mean, for God's sakes, I came.
For sure.
So she, you know, I got over Becky right away.
Yeah.
Tassel tits.
Titty tassels.
Phenomenal. Liv pushed Becky's face into the cage and yelled, hi, Rhea, right into the camera. That was good.
Yeah.
Becky hit Liv with a missile dropkick off the top rope. Liv gave Becky a powerbomb, then she went for Oblivion, but Becky countered with the disarmer. But then Liv pushed Becky's head into the cage. And then Dominic runs out, opens the cage door, yells for Becky to walk out. But then Balor and JD come out and they yell at Dominic. Then Braun Strowman comes out and chases JD around the ring. Then Becky was about to walk out of the cage, but Braun hit Dominic into the cage door. Duh. And the cage door hit Becky, knocking her out. And then Liv crawled out of the cage for the win.
Yep.
After the match, Liv meets Dominic halfway up the ramp.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Good night, everybody.
Yes.
Cut to black.
Right.
Yeah. After the show, Liv grabs Dominic and aggressively kisses him. And every single fan watching was like,
it should have been me. It should have been me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone.
It should have been me.
It should have been me.
It should have been me.
It's gonna be me. But yeah, I guess they didn't time the ending right.
No.
They didn't have time. Like, it happened right after they went off the air. But I mean,
it's like the show never ends because they always put shit online.
It's true.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
But it was great. I thought it was great. I mean, you know, right. Liv's hot.
Liv's hot.
And that fucking Dominic.
That fucking dirty dick Dom.
You know, he never got to make out with Rhea.
That's true.
But Dominic, like, no-sold it. He sold it as if he didn't like it.
He's like,
But I mean, the only way he couldn't like it is if he didn't like women. That'd be the only way he couldn't like that.
Maybe he's trying not to get in hot water with his new wife.
Yeah.
You know.
Liv sells her hot water. You could buy her bath water.
Shut the fuck up.
Which is weird.
That's a business expense. Yeah.
But no, like after the last few weeks of Liv being like cringe on the mic, now she's like hotter than ever. Like she's just... She's back.
Yeah.
And she's fucking over Judgment Day. You know she's going to be in that group. And when mommy comes back, all hell's going to break loose. So it's working.
Right.
It was a good ending.
Right. That's
even if it wasn't on the show, technically, everyone's on Twitter.
Looks like we'll fuck that plan down the road.
Yes. Yep. So let's talk about Becky.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we've been hearing for months her contract's coming up. And now they're saying, like... The last day of her contract is this Friday, last day of May.
Right.
Becky tweeted to be continued with a photo of her walk into the back after the match. She also posted happy birthday to her husband, Seth Rollins, and said, I'm coming home. So everyone's convinced that she's, no matter what she does, she's going to be gone for a while.
Right.
But what if her and Seth just want another kid? You know?
Right. It could be that.
Or
what if
she decided to take off because Seth's going to be out for the rest of the year.
Right.
So I'll take off for the rest of the year and we'll get to be a full-time family.
She's been a workhorse.
Yeah.
For how many years?
I mean.
5 years?
Oh, at least.
At least.
She got called up in like 2016.
Well, no, but I'm talking about like when the man thing really kicked off. Oh, yeah,
right.
That's when she really became like their top.
She took the time off to have the baby, but other than that, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Other people are saying, you know, what if Becky goes to AEW?
I don't see it. I don't see as much.
I don't see it either.
As Seth has a fucking hard-on for WWE, I don't think he would allow it.
Allow it?
Now listen here, all right?
Yeah.
You're not going to that fucking promotion.
I don't think she will either.
No.
You know, Fightful says WWE and AEW are in a bidding war over her.
Yeah.
So either way, she's probably going to come out of it the highest paid women's wrestler ever.
Right, because when she said she is the best women's wrestler in the world, she can back it up. Unlike...
Sasha.
The CEO over in AEW.
Sasha was, like, in ring. She was never great on the mic, so as a complete wrestler, no, but...
Right.
In ring, she was, but now she's just in AEW doing shit all. But, yeah, PW Insider says Becky told WWE that she's not going to AEW imminently. I think it's just going to be she's taking time off. Maybe for the rest of the year.
Right, with her saying that, like, imminently, I mean, she could have another kid.
Right.
You know?
And certainly you could use AEW for leverage.
Yeah.
For more money.
Absolutely.
Tony Khan's probably going to offer more because he offers everyone more.
Right.
But at the end of the day, yeah, you know, she's probably sticking with WWE.
I think so.
She seems like a lifer.
Yeah.
But all right, let's get to awards. Who did you have for worst dressed?
Worst dressed. I had Braun, bald spot Strowman.
Ooh, yeah, that's not good.
And it's like, he's the monster of all monsters, but like he, it's like he wears just like black pants and a black shirt.
Right.
Like he doesn't have a gimmick.
No.
That he like works with.
He looks like your giant. It's like, oh, that's your gardener? Yeah, it's my giant gardener.
Yeah, he's like some douche at the gym.
Right.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had The Miz. Just fuck The Miz. All in white, whatever.
Yeah, sure.
Best dressed?
Since it might be a little bit, I had Becky.
You fucking mark!
I don't care.
All right.
Yeah.
I Liv Morgan. Yeah, I mean, my God.
Titty tassels.
Titty tassels.
Tassels.
Titty tassels.
Yeah.
If it wasn't her, it would be Kiana James.
Right.
I mean,
right.
She was great, too.
She was great. She was great.
Worst acting.
I mean, R-Truth.
You pick R-Truth. I'm going to pick The Miz because they both sucked.
Yeah. And by our powers combined.
Yes.
Holy fuck.
Best acting?
You know, just because of who he was directing his speech at, I'm going to go Karrion Kross.
Okay.
Telling him to cut this New Day bullshit off.
Right.
You know? When are you going to let him shine?
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I love that.
I got Drew.
Yeah.
Obvious choice. Worst comment? Senton! No. No.
No.
No, you know what worst comment is? From King and Queen of the Ring. Dominic, you're a freaking moron!
Well, if only.
Hilarious.
Yeah. I'll go Senton.
All right. Best comment?
When are you going to let him shine? When are you going to finally retire?
Yeah.
He was even like, I can look into some retirement homes for you.
Right. I had Drew saying in Scotland, they just call me Drew.
That was my next one.
Yeah. Worst match?
Braun versus JD.
I had AOP versus the Creed brothers.
Okay.
Super slow-mo.
Reed Otis.
Yeah, it was just, it was a short match. I went with Rey Carlito. That went too long.
All right.
Best match?
Becky Liv. Yeah.
Worst move?
I mean, I know it didn't technically make it on, but Liv kissing Dom.
Oh, yeah, you like that?
Yeah. I know. This is my worst move.
Oh, worst move?
Worst move.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I had Carlito botching, catching Ray.
Okay.
Best move?
Breaker spear?
Yes.
Jesus, fuck.
Yes. Worst moment?
Miz and Truth is ice cream.
So. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream because Miz is on TV.
We all scream because end this shit, please. Yeah.
Best moment?
Mine was like the whole Gunther Priest Drew thing. Because it's like, Gunther was out there talking. Priest comes out. He shits all over Priest. And then Drew comes out and then shits all over Priest.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Sure.
Priest getting shit on.
I have Liz kissing Dom, but does it count?
I'll allow it.
You'll allow it? I had it just because it furthers the plot.
Right.
And somehow they actually got me interested in the Judgment Day.
Somehow.
I can't believe I'm actually saying that.
I can't believe you're actually saying that.
You know, like I watched a segment with Dominic and I didn't, you know, cringe. Super hard.
Super hard. Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go.
It's
kissing Dominic.
There it is.
It's a hot angle.
Hot angle. Hot, hot angle.
Yeah. That's all for awards. So now let's get to breaking news. So I don't know if you heard about this, but this guy returned at AEW Double or Nothing.
You fucking mark.
Yeah.
MJF is back in AEW, and it doesn't look like he's going anywhere for a while. Well, I think we'll cover this segment in its entirety, you know, on the Monday Night War podcast.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/What's Wrong With Wrestling.
I mean, that's where the AEW show was, so it only makes sense.
Yeah, we'll have time. We could watch the promo. I mean, it was a great promo.
Yeah.
It really was.
Right.
We covered the QR codes already. That's all I have for news. Do you have anything?
No, I didn't really have anything this week.
Okay, rumor time.
Rumors! Vince McMahon gets kicked out for sex allegations?
That happened!
But then he returns and takes back the company?
He did that! And then Vince sells the company but stays in power?
Jesus! Oh my God.
And then Vince dyes his hair black and has a stupid mustache?
Confirmed!
So the Wrestling Observer reports that Roman Reigns and Triple H were pretty strongly against The Rock's idea to beat Roman for the WWE Championship at WrestleMania 40 and then vacate it to go back to Hollywood.
Yeah, that idea sucks.
That comes as no surprise. Yeah, not a good idea.
Yeah. So. No, sir, I don't like it.
Also, The Rock's like writing partner, the guy that used to be the head writer for WWE, but now he works with The Rock. Like, he said that Cody was supposed to, like, sell that The Rock was replacing him better.
Uh-huh.
You know? And it's like, okay, you're The Rock's stooge. You have to say what The Rock can't.
Right.
But that was never going to work.
No.
They were so in love with Cody.
Even though I won the Rumble, I think The Rock should do it.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Also, it's Sting's son. Pfeiffer reports that Sting's youngest son, the one who came out as Wolfpack Sting for his dad's retirement match, is now training to become a wrestler.
Didn't the one that looked like Surfer Sting look better, though?
He was bigger.
Yeah.
I think he was obviously older, but yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Either way.
Yeah.
Sting Jr.
But his son played football in college, the one that's training now, so.
Yeah.
Who knows? Do you have anything?
Not really for rumors.
Yeah, pretty weak. Weak for news and rumors, unfortunately.
Weak.
All right, you got trivia?
I do.
Let's do it.
So we've got a little bit of UK trivia.
Oh, so I lose. Great.
Yeah, yep.
What the fuck, Eric?
Yeah.
You fucked me. Just so that I lose anyway, even though I'm not even up against you. You're going to be like, great, I win.
Okay, so there have been over 12 title changes that have happened in the UK.
Okay.
But there are two titles that have changed hands more than any other titles.
In the UK.
In the UK. Do you know what those titles are?
Two titles. European?
No.
Icy?
Yes, that's one of them.
Does the title still exist?
Technically, yes.
Technically.
Yeah.
In the UK.
In the UK.
The World Heavyweight Championship?
No.
What does he mean by technically? The WWE Championship?
No.
Well, I don't know if this is going to count if I just name every belt.
No.
The US title?
No.
Oh, tag titles?
Tag titles. Because one time it was like the Raw tag titles.
Stuff like that. Right.
So yeah, both of these titles have changed hands three times over in the UK.
Okay.
WWE changed once. That was when AJ Styles beat Jinder Mahal.
Oh, it was a house show, right? Or whatever?
I think it was like a SmackDown.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The European title has changed twice. And then the Cruiserweight, the Hardcore, and a women's title has changed.
Okay.
Yeah. Twice. So, yeah.
All right.
Some
very good.
Little fun UK. Also, there was a pay-per-view where Sable ripped off Jacqueline's shirt and her bare boobs were out.
Yeah.
So.
No, that was in the UK?
That was in the UK.
That was the title that changed hands or no?
No, that wasn't okay. That wasn't one of the title matches. It was like Sable and I think Edge versus Jacqueline and Mark Mero.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's crazy.
And she just ripped her shirt off. And for some reason, no bra.
No bra
at all.
Nope.
Yeah.
That's great. All right. Good job. Let's do some fan questions. Everybody's favorite fan questions. Yeah. No. Okay. No. Josh Blevins, why does Eric's arm look like he got drunk and passed out in a third grade art class and all the kids started drawing on him?
Because fuck you. That's why. No. So like I have my my Yeti bottle that I bring to work.
Right.
And like it has like a bunch of stickers and someone came by. They're like, why does your arm look like your water bottle?
That's funny.
It's like random shit.
Omar of the Apes, I think the only way to make the draft meaningful is to go back to brand exclusive pay-per-views. or PLE, whatever the fuck they want to call him.
No.
Yeah. No, thanks.
Because then you're having a lot of the bottom talent on pay-per-views.
Yeah, and then we're getting like every tag belt's getting defended on, you know what I mean? Like every single pay-per-view is like, fuck that.
Because, you know, I just brought this up recently at Eddie Guerrero's last pay-per-view in Houston.
Yeah.
Actually, his last pay-per-view. It was a SmackDown pay-per-view. And that's where we had Simon Dean versus Lashley, winner or loser has to eat a plate full of hamburgers.
Wow.
That's the kind of matches you get when you get brand exclusive. And it's not like it was like a 20 match card. I mean, I think there was like maybe like 6 or 7 matches.
Yeah, no, that's not good.
No.
Liam Attard, really hope WWE don't go back to Sunday pay-per-views. As Andrew mentioned last week, I live in Australia, and Sunday pay-per-views are a Monday for us during work.
Yep.
The Saturday pay-per-views are the best thing that happened, meaning I've actually been able to watch pretty much all pay-per-views live now.
Yeah.
All right, we'll cross your fingers extra for you.
Right.
Also, how much did you all die inside when you saw MJF's tattoo?
Oh, a lot. And I love tattoos. And I saw that, I'm like, bad tattoo.
But you know, the thing is, he was smart because he put it very low on his leg. Low enough so that wrestling boots will cover that tattoo right up.
Absolutely.
He knows what he's doing.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
But the story is that he signed for like, you know, a multi-year thing. So if that's true, it's going to be a while. We have to wait.
If AEW is a multi-year company.
Yeah.
You know?
The sad thing is like we've said before, Tony Khan could just, because his daddy's rich, just keep losing the money and keep doing it.
Right. But I mean, at
just
some
like
point,
Dixie Carter did with TNA for so long.
Yeah. I mean, at some point, they're going to be like, no, we don't want you on our TV channel anymore.
Well, that's happening as of right now.
Yeah.
Like, they're currently negotiating with Warner Brothers, and Warner Brothers just lost NBA, which also Warner Brothers is struggling financially right now. So they're not going to give AEW a bunch of money for shit ratings.
Yeah.
So they might be going somewhere else unless Tony Khan just takes a smaller deal with them. Everyone thought they were going to... All the fucking AEW marks thought they were going to get this huge deal. And if they do, then good for them. But it doesn't seem like that's happening.
No.
Your ratings can't go down and then you get a raise.
Right. See, like, the thing is, like, MJF could have almost wrote his own ticket in WWE.
Uh-huh.
Because there was actually competition. If AEW goes under... Like, he's going to get a way worse deal.
Yeah, sure.
It's like, because now you need the job.
Right.
You know, so.
Yeah.
Could have shot himself in the foot.
The real Mr. Kennedy, you got to give it to Dominic Mysterio. He did not embrace that kiss at all. No, he didn't. Fucking, but that was difficult for him.
That's why we played It Should Have Been Me.
He has to worry about mommy plus his real life wife.
Yeah, his real life mommy.
Yeah. Angelo, Pushfire Barry wrestlers as Nicolas Cage characters.
Oh.
Stone Cold and Face Off. Holy shit.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Can you do any?
Bravo! Bra fucking! Oh, what?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Flair and Con Air.
Woo! Put the bunny back in the box!
That's great.
Fat boy!
Yeah. HBK and the Wicker Man. Oh, my God.
Oh, no, not the bees! Not the bees! Oh, they're my eyes! Vin Man! Oh, they're my eyes!
Oh,
Jesus.
Fuck.
They're my eyes, Undertaker.
Cage Taker. B-Taker.
B-Taker.
Beekeeper.
Get out of my eyes, bee taker.
The fuck?
Man, I kind of want to push HBK and the Wicker Man.
It's just because he has the better movie.
Yeah.
Better movie.
Better movie.
Quotes.
And then, I don't know, maybe Barry, Flair, and Con Air.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think so.
And maybe fire Austin and
Austin's not going to be into that.
Yeah.
Max Power, was Braun supposed to be suspended a week or... out due to jaundice? Holy orange.
Jaundice. Jaundice turns yellow.
Right. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. He would have looked like a Simpson.
I saw that once in real life, a patient.
Yeah.
And he looked like a Simpsons character.
Right.
Yeah. It was insane. By the way, speaking of Stone Cold, The Biography Legends show, like they did a special on Stone Cold's last match, and it's an hour long special. It's great.
Yeah,
you gotta check it out.
All right,
Caleb Stuckey is Damian Priest watching Big Dog Roman promos. I feel like he's slowly morphing into him. That guy sucks balls.
I feel like next week he's gonna be saying "suffer and succotash, son."
Right.
Yeah.
It's bad. Harpoon finger fuck. Would you go to jail for a year? Or with a Rubik's Cube and you can't leave until it's done. Yeah, Rubik's Cube. I could figure that out before a year.
Yeah, easily.
I used to do that shit as a kid.
I don't know, but like, I kind of want just like to sleep for a while.
Yeah.
So I figure if I get solitary confinement.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Sure. Carlos Ramirez, I feel your pain, Andrew. Today's wrestling fans think everyone is the GOAT these days. Back in my day, a goat was a farm animal that went ba-ba.
It's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Ethan, Dominic looked disgusted by that kiss. We sure he doesn't swing the other way? Well, he's just afraid of mommy.
He is, and I would be too.
Yeah. Except for that one time when mommy winked at me. I wasn't really that scared. I was, you know.
I hate you.
What are you doing?
What? I don't know.
Undertaker, both under... So... Okay, that Undertaker is eating Stacy's pussy, and the other Undertaker is like going to give her a neck breaker. Like, when she comes, give her the neck breaker.
Yes.
That's it. Stage 69 boss. When Roman returns, he needs to team up with Cody, and Cody needs to turn on Roman because he owes The Rock a favor. Maybe. I don't know.
Nah.
They're probably not going to do that.
No.
Jump at Jeff Farmer.
Yep.
Yep. All right, Jason Dearham, is Braun Strowman trying to become the third member?
Real quick, I think I was watching Dark Side of the Ring. Jeff Farmer wasn't the only person who went by Jumpin'.
Yeah.
There was another guy, like, Jumpin' this or that.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, what the? How many people went by Jumpin'?
I don't know.
Why were they always jumping?
Jumpin', flying.
Right.
Jason Dearham, is Braun Strowman trying to become the third member of the Hardy Boys? That's great.
Oh, my God.
That's all I could think about with that white belt. When he came out, I was expecting him to do Jeff's dance before limping down the ramp to make the save. And the way he walks, it looks like he's desperately trying to make it to the toilet before he shits his pants.
Who looks worse, Braun Strowman or when Michael Hayes was the Hardy Boys manager and dressed like
them? It's not even close. It's Michael Hayes.
That tight shirt with his loose skin.
Like, what did he think? He was hot? Yeah, I'm hot, just like the Hardy Boys. Yeah.
You know,
they're in their early 20s. I'm 50 with a belly. No, Michael Hayes.
He looks so terrible.
He was probably like after the show, like all the groupies are there, and like, you know, Jeff's taking some groupies, Matt's taking, and then Michael Hayes is like, all right, who's ready for me? And they're like, oh God, no.
Gets one back to the hotel, takes off his shirt, removes his girdle.
Vince, I killed a girl. My stomach came out and she suffocated to death.
It happened again.
It happened again. Oh, my God. Jesus. Stephen Lally, am I the only one who doesn't want to see Drew versus Gunther at SummerSlam? They fought at SummerSlam last year, and the match was mid.
They did? Did they?
They fought one-on-one? I don't remember that at all. But Drew is a babyface then, if that's what happened. Drew versus Gunther SummerSlam. I have no recollection of that. Yeah, they did.
Jesus.
Oh, there's Michael Hayes in the fucking shirt. Yeah, they did, yeah.
I guess for the IC title.
Oh, yeah, because that Drew returned and then fought for the IC title, yeah. That's right. I don't care. They're both different characters now.
Yeah.
I mean, especially Drew.
Right.
Tyrone Grizz, question for Andrew. When you take notes on a show, do you type as the match is happening and delete details later that aren't necessary? Or do you wait until a match is over and summarize the important details? The former. I type as the match is happening.
Yeah.
But I only type like what I think is interesting.
Yeah.
So I don't type every move like...
Why each match has like different lengths, because sometimes nothing fucking happens.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. So I only keep what I feel is important. Yeah. Kimbo, what do you guys think about bringing back the European Championship as a women's mid-card title? I mean, I personally think there's too many titles, but you know, that'd be fine, I guess.
Yeah, I mean,
if you had to do it.
NXT is bringing in a women's mid-card title.
They are. Yeah.
But I mean, they're doing like the women's North American champion, like
right.
Raw do the women's Intercontinental.
Yeah.
Women's US champion.
That's too many. Just one's fine if you're going to do it. But really, I don't think you have to, because even though WWE has a lot of women, how many of them are great? You know what I mean?
How many need a title?
So when you give someone a mid-card title, then you're taking away another person to challenge for the main title.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
It's just a numbers game.
Right.
Jonathan Ramos, yay or nay on Nicolas Cage promoting Spider-Man Noir on Raw as the character. Absolutely.
Of course.
Absolutely, dude. I'm Nicolas Cage. That'd be hilarious.
I'm Spider-Man.
That'd be amazing.
Hey, how everybody.
How would you like to see it play out? I don't fucking know.
I don't care.
Have him web up JD McDonough. Who cares? Breezy, 209, Pushfire Barry, saying Edge like Randy, saying Randy like Bray, and saying Bobby like Brock. I don't even remember how Brock said Bobby.
Oh, like Bobby Lashley?
I don't even... Fire that.
Yeah, fire that.
Push
Randy saying Edge.
No, push... I would push Bray saying Randy.
Randy?
I miss doing that.
Yeah.
Randy? Yeah. The Rizzler, not sure what's worse. Finn's constant over-the-top selling. It's almost cartoonish. He's become a joke. Braun's complete douchebag attempts at being a monster. Constant fail. Again, he's a joke. Or Dragunov taking a hit of meth prior to being on camera. The Moscow meth head.
God.
Right now, I'd say it's Dragunov because yeah. It's new.
Right. We're kind of accustomed to the other trash.
They're all bad.
Yeah.
Luis Torres, Pushfire Barry, CTE. Moosey Knuckles. Jobber Sting. Who's Moosey Knuckles?
I have no fucking idea.
Jobber Sting, Matt Bret Hardy, Adam Copeland.
Well, CTE, Matt Bret Hardy.
Well, obviously.
Yeah.
Push Adam Copeland. I don't know about the rest. Dylan, I don't know if you guys saw, but it looked like when Liv kissed Dom, she kissed him, then reset the kiss with a little tongue. Charlotte getting replaced in your dreams, Andrew? God, I hope so. I didn't choose to have Charlotte in my dreams. And that was like 2016.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago. Yeah. I dreamt of Charlotte once, and I, you know, never did that again.
Never lived it down.
Never lived it down either.
Because you put it in the theme song.
It's true, I did. The Dashing Dan, this is a tough one. Pushfire Barry changed the result of a match that John Cena really should have lost. Rusev at WrestleMania 31. Wade Barrett at SummerSlam 2010. And Bray Wyatt at WrestleMania 30.
Ooh.
First of all, fire Wade Barrett. I don't care about that one.
Yeah.
Rusev and Bray Wyatt. God. Probably would push Bray Wyatt. But it's tough. It's close. You know? Or Rusev.
Yeah, probably push Rusev, because that could have legitimized Rusev.
He came out on a tank.
Came out in a fucking tank. Right?
I thought Miro was going to be a free agent soon. He's still fucking in AEW.
I know.
It's a shame.
Yeah, I guess Barry, Bray Wyatt.
All right.
Oof.
See, Eric, you fucked up.
Jesus.
You fucked up. You fucked up.
You the fuck.
Yeah. Not a podcast favorite anymore, am I right?
Nah.
Yeah. Frank Dingaling, assuming it's Punk Rollins at Mania, is Punk the champ, or is it Gunther or Drew going in with the title? I don't know.
I mean, it
doesn't really matter.
You could do Punk Rollins without the title, and it would be fine.
I feel like... if Gunther's winning this belt at SummerSlam, which he probably is.
Yeah.
He's not losing it for a while.
No.
Have you ever seen Gunther's title reigns before?
Right.
IC title longest ever. UK champ longest ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. He holds belts for a long time. So I'm going to guess Gunther's the world heavyweight champion at Mania. Right?
I think so.
Yeah. Alex, if you guys were Becky... would you take the absurd amount of money Tony Khan is about to offer her to wrestle maybe 20 times a year? Or do you just take a break and come back to WWE? I know you guys are probably thinking, obviously, you stick with WWE, but remember what Ted DiBiase always said.
What?
It's true. Everybody's got a price.
Everybody's got a price.
Look, I wouldn't blame... it would suck if she did, because I'll miss her, because I don't fucking watch AEW anymore.
Right.
And it'll be embarrassing. That's the thing, is how... I always ask this question, and I know it's easy to say it when you're not a millionaire, but how much money do you really need?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Becky and Seth are very comfortable.
Right.
They're rich. So is it like, hey, let me go to AEW to make a few more million per year? Okay, we could do that. But the wrestling will be embarrassing because just everyone that's gone there, almost everyone, you know, that's gone there from WWE. It's like 90% of the time, it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Or do you want to just, you know, still make a lot of money in WWE, but you'll still be a star. It won't be embarrassing. You won't be performing in front of 10 people.
Right, exactly.
I personally would stick with WWE. Remember, years ago, when Vince was running things, we were saying everyone needs to jump to AEW. We were hoping Kevin Owens jumped to AEW.
Yeah.
Now, we were wrong for thinking that because he ended up fighting Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Right.
In like one of the best moments ever.
Yeah.
But yeah, at the time it was like, get out of there.
Yeah.
And now it's get out of AEW.
Get out of AEW.
1010, poor, dumb, stupid, amazing MJF. What have you done? Also for the Monday Night War podcast, can we have a segment which we have a weekly MJF? I don't know if it'll be weekly, but we'll probably cover his return this week.
Yeah. If he does anything interesting, you know, it may be worth a mention.
I mean, they have to put the belt back on him now, right away.
Tomorrow.
If you want to try to save your company.
Yeah.
Xavier's Wood actually enjoyed Raw, but has there ever been such a contrast in Mike's skills having Drew and Priest face off? Face Damian Priest reminded me of Roman Reigns. This is another one.
Yep.
Roman Reigns at his worst. Pushfire Barry, babyface promo skills, Damian Priest, Sheamus, Suffering Succotash, Roman Reigns. You have to fire Suffering Succotash.
You have to. Barry. Fuck.
I know. I probably push Priest at this point.
Right. And that's... Barry, Sheamus, push Priest. Fuck.
I know. Fuck. Fuck you for that.
Yeah, thanks.
John, what if they brought in a talent similar build and athleticism as WWF Kane and kept the character going? It's pro wrestling after all. We know it's fake. I think it could be a cool touch if done right, and they need a real monster character anyways.
Bring in Blue Kane.
Blue Kane. Yeah. Hey, John, have you ever heard of fake Razor and fake Diesel? Didn't work out.
No.
Didn't work out.
No.
I mean, you have Braun Strowman. Taker. Make Braun Kane if you're going to make anyone Kane.
Sure.
But no, I wouldn't do that.
Make Braun Super Shredder.
Super Shredder, yeah. PCJ, if you knew Liv was going to be banging Judgment Day, would you have dumped her like Bo, or she's worth getting cucked? Is Dom the Pete Davidson of WWE?
Oh, my God.
He might be.
He
might be.
Jesus.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're out of line, but
look,
you're right.
Who knows what happened with Bo and Liv? It could have just been his brother dying.
Send him off the deep end.
Yeah, and it's like, you know what I mean? Like, Who knows what happened?
Yeah.
Jonathan Smith, hey, Andrew, just curious on how you take notes. Another person asking about how I take notes.
What? Why are you so nosy?
Someone copied the... I already answered that. Yeah, he's asking basically the same question. He says, I appreciate your hard work. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. He says, only Eric could put up with 6 hours of Raw, 4 hours of SmackDown, and 7 hours of a pay-per-view. Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that much, but wow. P-Nus Pump.
Oh!
What are your thoughts on SummerSlam moving to two nights in 2026? Oh, we didn't cover that for news. We covered it for...
Oh, yeah.
King and Queen of the Ring recap.
Right.
No. No, thank you.
No!
Please, no. When I saw Liv, Tongue, and Dom, all I could think of was the Ziggler meme. Yeah, well, see? We're on the same page. P-Nuss Pump.
Yeah.
But no, SummerSlam two nights. And that's not even next year. That's 2026? Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
We don't even know where WrestleMania is going to be in 2026.
Right.
And SummerSlam doesn't need two nights.
It doesn't. No.
No.
I'm sorry. It doesn't.
Fuck.
One's enough.
Cody's neck tattoo, using current wrestlers only. Build a wrestler using in-ring ability, charisma, and physique. Well, we're going to change charisma for mic skills, right? Because that's what it is.
Basically, yes.
In-ring ability, like, So we have AJ Styles, Seth Rollins. Who would we pick there, you think?
Probably Seth Rollins.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Mike skills, MJF.
Or Kevin Owens.
MJF.
Okay.
And then physique? I mean, does Brock Lesnar still count?
Maybe.
If not him, then like Roman or Bron Breakker.
Yeah. I would say Roman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. That's good. That'd be good.
Right. Perfect.
I'm at Puse.
Okay.
Did I really hear you call the game Rock, Paper, Scissors? Paper, Scissors, Rock on the King of the Ring pod. Yeah, I grew up saying Paper, Scissors, Rock. Okay? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
When I was in elementary school, everyone called it Paper, Scissors, Rock.
Don't be sorry.
It's just a regional thing.
To each their own.
Yeah, who cares? Steve McGreeve, why was Bron Breakker so orange? That's my worst dressed. Well, you know, self-tan.
Right.
MJF was very orange, too.
Orange.
They need to ease up on that.
Yeah, a little bit.
Austin Williams, watching Raw this morning and seeing the promo between Drew and Priest. And did I miss the Damian Priest babyface turn? He was trying to get over with the crowd. He was trying.
Trying, but not very well.
Gary Pendleton, how did the conversation go on the episode of WWE Table for Three between Vince McMahon, John Laurinaitis, and the Saudi Prince? Probably just like a... Yes, yes, do it! Yes, shit on her! Okay, now let me get the machete.
The machetes.
That's how it sounded.
Yeah.
JT Pisani, the only way I'll be interested in Mabel's sister, Nia Jax, being queen of the buffet and making a title run is if she teams up with Bronson Reed and they're called the Super Soakers. That's the Super Soakers.
Jesus Christ.
They could change Nia's finisher to the tidal wave. I can hear her saying, you just got soaked from. There you go.
I'm going to throw up.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
That's the right answer.
That's the correct answer.
All right. That's all for fan questions. That was it.
We did it.
Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Wrong Wrestling.
Yep.
Get a t-shirt or hat at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. And most importantly, join our Patreon, patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. It's only $5 a month, over 700 bonus podcasts.
You're going to want those bonus podcasts.
The weekly Monday Night War is so much fun. We got a bunch of brackets, including Worst Promo Bracket Part 3 coming out soon.
So excited.
We'll see you there, and we'll see you next week.
Boom! What's wrong with